Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet, 574, which goes along with 575. We will talk about them together. One is the Lo Saaseh, the Isser of delaying, bringing one's, fulfilling one's Nedarim and Nedavos, the Isser of Baal Ta'acher, and the mitzvah Saaseh of fulfilling what one's promised, Motzas Vasecha, Tishmar V'Yasisa. Says the Torah, when one makes a neder to Hashem, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, one should not delay in fulfilling it. Ki darosh yidrashanu Hashem alakecha me'imach, Hashem will seek out from you, v'haya b'chachet, and you will have a sin on you if I don't fulfill it on time. V'chisechta lindar, if I don't make a neder at all, lo yibachachet, that's fine. I don't have to make a neder in order to fulfill it. Motza sevasecha, tishmar v'yasisa. One, what goes out of my mouth, Tishmar V'Yasisa, I should guard and take care of. Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem Alakecha Nadava Asher Dibarta B'Ficha. Like you vowed to Hashem, the Nadava, what came out of your mouth, you have to make sure to fulfill that. So this is the Mitzvah Saseh of Motzas V'Asecha, Tishmar V'Yasisa, and the Lo Saseh of Lo Sa'acha L'Shamo. They're both counted here. We also had another mitzvah counted earlier, as we will see, relating to a related topic, Kachol Yatsemi Piv Yaseh. We'll have to get to that, Baruch Hashem, as we continue. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch right here first, starting off with the Lo Saaseh, Tavkuf Ayin Dalet, that'll count as today's shir. Shalol La'acher HaNadarim HaNadavos Vishara Karbanos Shem Chova Aleinu, not to delay bringing any promises, Neder and Nedavo. We'll talk about the difference between them. Vishara Karbanos and any Karban that is a Chov upon me. V'alzeh Ne'emar, about this, it quotes our Pasuk, Lo Saacher L'Shalmo, and we have a Mesorah. What does that mean? We have to bring it that day? To go to Yerushalayim that day that you make a promise to bring a karban? No. What does it mean? Shein over and alzeh alav at sheyavru shalosh regalim acher shenadar. Only if I pass three regalim after I made the neder, that is the minimum requirement. There is a machlokas in the Gemara. Does it have to be three chagim in a row? Does it have to be the next three chagim that come right after I made my neder? That's what the chinuch seems to say here. Three regalim after the neder. Kol inyan, this inyan is described in the mitzvah saseh. Kachen mishan, take it from there. So that's what we're going to do these mitzvahs together. Says the Sefer Chinuch now on the flip side, the aseh. Shidis tavinu l'kayem kol ma shenechayev atzmenu. B'dibur, mishvua, unedar, mizulaz. There is a major machlokas rishonim related to this mitzvah asay and lo saaseh, and that is between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Chinuch obviously follows the Rambam as he always does. What does the Rambam say and what is the issue? The issue is there are two psukim that talk about fulfilling one's promises. Two psukim, one right here, Motzas Vasecha Deshmar V'Yasisa, and there's another pasuk where we had back in the end of Sefer Bamidvar and Parshas Matos, Kechol Hayotzei Mipiv Ya'aseh, everything that comes out of your mouth, one shall fulfill. So what are these two psukim referring to? According to the Rambam, they're referring the same Isser. The same Isser is counted as one Isser, one Lo Saaseh. It's all the same. It's Kafal Hadvarim. It's just a repeat. What does that mean? The Rambam says there are two types of Nedarim. If we look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, the Rambam says, HaNeder Nechlak L'Shtei Machlokos. There are two types, two worlds of Nedarim. HaChelek HaRishonu. The first type is, SheYe'asar Adam Al Atzmo Dvar Mamutarim Lo. If somebody asers something that's mutter, Kigon, she yomar peros medina plonis asurin alai. Kosh loshim yom olam. The fruit of such a country is usur on me forever. So that's a neder, right? That's meseches nedarim. O min ploni mi peros haolam. O peros elo asurin alai. Hamburgers are usur to me. All b'chol loshon sheyasar. If somebody makes a neder about that, right, that's called a neder on a davar hamutar lo, hariz a nasar boy, and that's asur, v'yavapi, shein sham shvua klal, v'lo askaras shem v'lo kinu, even if you mention shem Hashem. You don't need shem Hashem in this context. Just, you can asur anything on you. V'yalze ne'mar b'torah, that is the context of the Torah in Parshas Matos, le'asar yisar al nafsho, she yasar al atzmo dvarim hamutarim, v'cheina imamar, hare hein alai yisar, hare elu asurin, That is what's called Nidre Isar, Nidarim, that created an Isar on me. But then there's a second type of Nidarim. V'chelek hasheni, hu sheyechayev atzmo bekarban, sheino chayev bo. Somebody volunteers and obligates themselves to bring a karban. You can't make a neder to bring a chatas. Right? A chatas is if I do an aveira, I have to bring a chatas. I have to bring an asham. Any type of karban that I have to bring, it's not in the world of Nidarim. I have to bring it. But the second type of neder is where I volunteer a carbon ola. I volunteer another type of carbon, a carbon mincha. Kigon, sheyoma, hare alai lahavi ola. Oh, hare alai lahavi shlamim. Oh, mincha. Oh, hare behema zu ola o shlamim. Either way, ha'omer, both of these are lishonos of volunteering. We know, based on Chazal, there's a difference between the two lishonos that the Rambam just said. The difference between a neder and a nedava. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring an ola, that's called a neder. Ha'omer alai hu anikra neder, right? They're focused on the gavra. The ha'omer hare zu hu anikra nedava. If somebody says zu, this animal I'm going to bring, that's a nedava. That's the only time in Shas where the Gemara says the chilik of chefsa gavra between neder and nedava. And shvua also is like a neder, I should say. The difference between a shvua and a neder. V'ha nedava v'ha neder mimin echad hein. And neder and nedava are really the same idea. Elisha nedarim chayev achri yusan. V'nedava zeinu chayev achri yusan. The difference is if something happens to the animal. If I made it in a dava, I say, this animal I'm going to bring. If something happens to the animal, I don't have to bring another one. I meant to bring that animal. There was an ones. But if I make a ned there, it's on me. And therefore, I have a chiyuv to fulfill it. V'yalzeh ne'amar batorah unedarecha asher tidar v'nidvosecha v'chulu. V'chelek zeh. This second type of Nedarim, says the Rambam, is called Nidrei Hekdish. Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Nedarim, I'm going to talk about part one, and part two, I'm going to talk later on in Hilchos Maisa Karbanis. But then the Rambam has the halacha that's important for us, an halacha dalad. Mitzvahs asei shel Torah, sheyikayem adam shvuaso o nidro. It's a mitzvah daraisa that somebody must fulfill their shvua or neder. Bein shahaya mi nidrei isar, bein shahaya mi nidrei hekdish. Whether they are nidrei isar or hekdish, shene emar, motzasef asei, the Rambam quotes both psukim. This is an example. The Rambam talks about sometimes the Torah repeats in order to emphasize the seriousness and the gravity of a certain context. So here the Torah repeats two different psukim, two positive commandments, but it's really one. It's counted as one mitzvah zaseh, fulfill your promises. Whether they relate to items that we would call nidrei rishus, or Nidrei Isser, or if they relate to Nidrei Hekdish, both of them. The Radvaz here emphasizes, Hutzrach Rabbeinu Lomar Shel Torah, why does the Rambam have to say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's a pasuk in the Torah? Because, explains the Radvaz, both psukim are not explicit that they would include everything that the Rambam says they should include. For example, our pasuk, Motzis of Asecha Tishmar V'yasisa, says Radvaz, usually Shmira is associated with a lo saseh, right? Yishamer pen aler lo. So here, the Rambam is using Tishmar as a mitzvah saseh, that's a chiddush. That's why he has to emphasize it. And also the other pasuk, Kachala Yotzemi Piv Yaseh, the context in the Torah is by Nidrei Isar, not by Nidrei Hekdish. So you might not have included Nidrei Hekdish. That's why the Rambam has to include both explicitly here in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Nedarim. That is the Rambam, that is the Radvaz. Who argues on this? The Ramban. The Ramban says, no, look at the Torah. There are two different psukim, two different contexts, and the psukim surrounding these psukim, respectively, are different contexts. If you look in Matos, Hekdish is not mentioned. In Matos, the context is a husband and a wife and a daughter. Nidrei Isar. That's the pasuk of Kachal HaYotzi Mipiv Yaseh. What's going on here in Parshas Kisetze? It's Kidarosh Yidrashenu Hashem Elokecha Me'imach. We're talking about Karbanos. We're talking about Nidrei Hekdish. It's very serious. The Svarno writes right here, Hine ra'ui sheya'amein dvarachem akol. Yes, you have to keep your word with everybody. Amna ma'ashe tadur la'shem alokecha. But when you say to God, Hekdish, lo bilvara tachayev l'shalem, aval imze tzorach sheyiyah hatashlum b'li ichur. Not only do you have to pay, but you got to make sure that it is timely, because it's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, two separate mitzvahs asay. The Rabban argues right here on the Rambam in Mitzvah Kufay. He says, "Who?" And the Chinuch summarizes it: "Kihu kalal shei mitzvahs pekan shein chalukos b'dinayin v'yonav ason achas." Rambam, you count this as one big mitzvah to keep your word? No, they're different. Nidre hektish and nidre isar are two different mitzvahs asay to fulfill. Ki akasav azeh shal motzah savasecha ar pasuk ne'er bin yamash adam mechayv la'atzmo alav shem yisbarach. Bein sheyia davar mi karbanos o mitzdakos. Karban or even stucka, any mitzvah related to Hashem is included. V'hu she'ne'amar ki daroshi rishenu me'imach. Klomar, sheyivakesh b'mcha, he will seek you out. And that's what it says at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. I have to bring a chatas, but let's say I'm no date to bring a specific animal or a certain value of an animal. So that's an edder, that's an edava, anything. Meiser, b'char, pesach, lecha, shicha, all of these. If I don't bring what I have to bring, I'm going to, after the third yantif, so I'm going to violate the issur d'oraisa of Baal Ta'acher. So, says the Ramban, it's two separate mitzvahs. Aval, continuing the chinuch. Aval, b'choma sheyechayev ha'adam atzmo, midivrei harishus, shekaru chachamim bitui, just expressions, a neder bitui, v'hu shenadar onishba ochel, alo ochel, I'll eat, I'll go, I won't go, v'chol kayotzi bazeh, ze eino nichnas, b'chlal mitzvahs ha'kasav azeh. That's not included in this pasuk. V'zeo shuzruch ha'kasav laftiach, v'chisechta linda lo yeh b'chachet. Right, that's a different. That's this pasuk. Our context says if you don't make a neder, you're not going to have a sin. Of course, you're not going to have a sin if it's talking about nidre bitui. What, you have a chiv to make a neder? You're going to eat the hamburger. You're not going to eat the hamburger. There's no such thing. This context here in Kisesi is obviously says the Ramban not talking about that. And I'll bring you another difference, says the Ramban, a halachic difference between the two different types of nedarim, and that'll be a raya to me that it must be that the psukim are addressing different contexts, different types of nedarim. V'yahefresh od be nidre bitul nidre gavoa. And maybe this technical detail could reflect something much deeper about the distinction according to the Ramban. What's the technical detail? Says the Ramban, quoted here by the Chinuch, Shebenidre Gavoa ain't Sorach Lahaskir Bo Neder. When you have a Neder, Gavoa, the Neder of Hektish, you don't have to say the Lashon of Neder. You can just say, you don't need the verb. You just say, this animal, a carbon. Klize Lebedek Abayis. That's all you have to say. Etain Mana Lebedek Abayis Olaniim. So ubaze bilvaru b'chuyev l'kayim divrei pipa asay v'los asay. That's all you have to do. And if three regalim pass, you violate the los asay. It could be the asay is going to you're going to be mevatel the asay right away, and the los asay is only after the three chagim. Avol mishum b'yachel dvaro in over at yaver kol aneder bin yishiyef shel l'kayimo. Lo yachel dvaro is a separate iser. That's only if you can no longer fulfill it. Avol b'divrei rishus by divrei rishus sarach laskir, but you have to have a lashon of neder odavar hamore alav. Kigona yad yados nedarim, as is described in the beginning of the Masechta. So says the Ramban, it's a big difference. You could even have to use a lashon of neder by a nidre isar, but not by nidre hektish. The Chinuch just ends off and adds his own line: Avol ra'ui l'chomi shecharano akel das l'kayim kol dvarav. We should try to keep all of our word and everything, but the specific mitzvahs asay is by a neder of hektish in our context. Vayotzi mikol zeh. So it comes out from all of this. The Chinuch summarizes l'daito shel Ramban shenimne mitzvahs asay achas l'kayim ha'adam motzah svasav b'nidre gavoa v'nimne mitzvah acheres l'kayim ha'nedarim ha'shvuos shel bitui. There is a Gemara that seems to support the Ramban. The Gemara in Shvuos and Nafchaf Avim Ebeis. The Gemara there quotes Shmuel. Shmuel says, let's say somebody didn't explicate. Somebody just thought that he planned to give a carbon. Gomar belibo, tsarech sheyotzi besvasav. Shenemar levatei besvasayim. You have to say it. Says the Gemara, one second. Doesn't the Brisa say, motzah svasecha dishbar vasisa, our pasuk, ein li ela sheyotzi besvasav. It only says, motzah sifasecha, what you explicate. Gomar belibo minayin. How do you know, even if you just decided in your heart, tamalomar, the pasuk says in the end of Shmos, kol nediv lev, by the context of the Mishkan. So you see, even nediv lev in the heart. So it doesn't even work in the heart. Answers the Gemara, Shiny Hasam Dichsiv Ka Nediv Lev. No, but the Mishkan is different, because it says Nediv Lev. V'nigmar Minah, why don't you learn from there to all the darim, mishum davi truma v'kadshim shneksuven abon ke'echad. No, it's special din. But what pasuk is the Gemara limiting? Motzah sevasecha, special din. So you see, that's that pasuk, the Gemara says explicitly, is limited to kachim, like the Ramban. How could the Rambam say that both of these psukim are referring to both kachim and nidre isar? The Gemara says beferish, that it's only referring to kachim. L'chora, this is their right to the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't quote this Gemara. But maybe, suggests the mitzvah hamelach, maybe the Ramban does quote this Gemara. When the Ramban says that there is a difference in the lashon that is required to be used in terms of using a lashon of neder or not, maybe he's referring to this Gemara that says that there's a big difference between the two of them. What's the lamdas? How would the Rambam get out of this? It's a beferish Gemara that seems to limit it. So explains the Achiezer. He suggests that mitzad machshava, says Yaradeyasim in Memtes, the mitzad ha-machshava ein gufa karban nitzas pektusha. What does it mean when I think I decide to give a karban? Does that make the karban hektish yet? Not only if I'm actually machdash it with my words, but even if I decide that I'm going to be machdash it, that's already enough to make it hektish? No! That's not true. It's just that now I have an obligation to bring it. And then I have a chiyuv to be machdash it. But it's not hektish yet. So maybe the Rambam would say, Enochinami, this Gemara is limiting it to hektish. But what's the uniqueness of hektish? The uniqueness of hektish is the chiyuv to have to bring it and then to be machdash it. But the actual hakdasha, there's no difference between nidre hektish and nidre yisr. They both require word. They just both require dibur. Umeata suggests the mitzvah hamelach based on this achiezer. Ein mizeh raya le'ikr din nidre hektish shechaluk mi nidre b'shus. Tebe emes gam be'ikr nidre hektish minen sheyotzi bepeh. V'hadahani machshava haynu rak l'chayiv b'hava'a. So there's no fundamental difference between them based on this Gemara. But what's the lumdis, the machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, besides the Gemara? So one has to suggest, this is suggested by Rav Soloveitchik in his Sefer on Nedarim, this is suggested here by the Mitzvah HaMelech also, the Ramban must assume that Nidre Hektish and Nidre Isar work in totally different ways. When it comes, and we would call it, is it in the world of Hilchus Nedarim, or is it in the world of Hilchus Kinyanim? When somebody makes a Neder, I'm not going to eat something. So that's in the world of Nedarim. I created an Isar. But if somebody is Makdish a Karban, if somebody promises, makes a neder about a karban, a neder or a nedava, is that in the world of nedarim? Suggests the achronim for the Ramban, no. That's in the world of kinyanim. Amiraso legavoa, kibisiraso lehedyot, as the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. Saying it is a kinyan. So it's a unique type of kinyan, as we've discussed. That might be a kinyan that doesn't need a maisa kinyan. You just need the dibor, and that's a substitute for the maisa kinyan. But the Ramban would say they're different worlds. And that's why there's different mitzvahs asay. If I fulfill each one, it's a different mitzvahs asay. And the Rambam would have to say that, no, it's not so different. Maybe Amirasa l'gavor, Kizirasa l'hedyot, is in the world of Nedarim. Right? It's not so different. And therefore, you can count it as one big mitzvah. But either way, this is the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, and the lamdas behind them. Viter. Hi, misharshia mitzvah. What's the messages behind this mitzvah? Look what I wrote earlier. Mitzvah tough. Lamed Ches. Mitzvah Taf Lamed Ches is the mitzvah zaseh to bring karbanos by the first yantif. That's back in Parshas Re'eh. Right? The Torah tells us there. And the Chinuch says, right, Uvasa Shama, Vahavesim Shama, Oloseichem, and Nidrechem, Ula Vachulu, and Nidvoseichem. So the Chinuch counted there, based on the Rambam, and Taf Lamed Ches, Mitzvah Lahakriv, Kol Karbanos, Sheesh Al Adam, Bechova, Bedadava, Beregel Rishon. The Lo Saseh over here, and this Mitzvah of Moses of Asacha includes even Nidre Isser. That Mitzvah before was specifically, it mentions Beferish in the Torah, Karbanos. But this Mitzvah is making sure you do it in the proper time. The message behind all of these mitzvahs is obviously making sure that we act with alacrity and we don't procrastinate and we're not lazy. That's the message of the mitzvah. Says the Klei Yakar right here. Lo sachel l'shalmo. L'fisha yitzro shal adam tokfo bedavar anadr davka. You know where the Yetzer Hara goes and works his hardest? On things that you didn't have to do. Even though it says, Godol Masuva Vyosa Vishayna Masuva Vyosa, that's true. But let's say you volunteered to do something. The Yitzhar is going to do his best. He's going to try his hardest to make you reconsider and say, did I really want to do that? This and that. If you have to do something, you got to do it. But if you didn't have to do it and you promised that you were going to do it, he starts saying, Lo dayachem ashasra Torah, according to the Yerushalmi. What, it's not enough what the Torah says you have to do. You have to add on things. Not enough Yisurim. You have to add on Yisurim. And mitzvahs, come on! Let other people do it! And he's going to push it and push it and push it until you decide and come up with some excuse not to do it. That's what the Torah says here, by Neder and Adava, Lo sa'acher l'shalmo. Shelo lamod yamim rabim b'mitzud aso. Don't stay in his trap for many days. V'chach ne'mar v'chisechta lida lo yebachachet. Right, you won't have the Yetzahara HaMachtiach if you don't make the Neder. Avalim ta'acher l'shalmo, az daroshid rishenu Hashem imach. Hashem's going to come after you. V'chol ma'ashakadosh baruch hu doresh bimcha, Hayetzer hara masitacha. Whatever Hashem's going to come after you, the Yetzahara works hard because he wants to get you in trouble. Shlo tidrosh lo. Lefichach v'haya b'cha chet v'adai, ki zeh Yetzahara yimsa makom lizgarus b'cha, v'lomar davar zeh nalach achiyiv gomor, you know, v'chiyiv gomor, why are you doing this? V'chulu v'chulu. So this mitzvah, motza svasecha, and lo sa'acher l'shalmo, is all about acting with alacrity. And it's based on, it goes back to the psukim in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech already tells us in Mishlei, in the 24th perek, I'll stay ish atzel avarti. I pass by a field of a lazy man. V'al kerem adam chaser lev, in a vineyard of a person who does not focus. V'nei ala kulokim shonim, it's all thorns. Kasupan of charulim, the gather of adam nersa, the stone fence is gone, it's destroyed. The whole thing is overgrown, says Shlomo HaMelech. That's obviously about a physical field, but could also be talking about somebody's life. I pass by a lazy person and I see he's not taking care of himself spiritually. He's not involved in his Avodas Hashem. The Archa Sadikim writes in Shara Hashisha Asar, the 16th chapter, about Atzlus. Ha'atzlus hi mida ra ma'od. Misha zos ha'mida goveres bo. Whoever has this mida in yonav mikulkalim ma'od ba'olam azeh ba'olam haba. His inyanim will be mikulkal and ruined. And he quotes the Pesukim in Mishlei. And he describes, Lo daishin amagado tvua. Not only does tvua not grow there, el magado adram gruin, but other things grow there. That's what Atlas breeds. Life is a vacuum. If we don't fill it with Torah, other things are going to come. And we come up with all of the excuses in the book, writes the Archa Sadikim, of Atlas. Gorim shiachapi svaris lo marsho, se mitzvah levatel min alibud. Right, I have to do this because if I'm stronger, if I do this, I'll have all the excuses in the book to not do what I need to do. That's Atzlus, and that's one of the midos that we have to overcome. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara bria chalasha ogeres lachama. Hashem even created a little bria for us to learn from the ant, the Gemara says. We look at the ant, and look what the ant does it is with his little body. We have to make sure that we do everything we can to act with zrizus. Atzlus being obviously the opposite of zrizus. But next time we'll continue with a lot of the details of these mitzvos.